Now in America it's bling bling, but out here it's bling bang, huh? I wouldn't want you getting in any trouble.
How much trouble do you think I would get into for talking about blood diamonds?
They're known by various nicknames: blood diamonds, war diamonds, conflict diamonds. The movie dramatizes how rebels in Sierra Leone relied on the illegal diamond trade to fund their war, a conflict that uprooted millions of people, among them a Mende fisherman named Solomon, played by Jaimon Onsu. His village is overrun, his wife and young daughters flee with the rest of the refugees, but his 12-year-old son is pressed into service in the rebel army, while Solomon is forced to dig for the gems.
I saw you take it.
You're mad. I do not know you.
Liar! I saw it with my own eyes. This me. Biggest I have ever seen.
When he uncovers a very large pink diamond, Solomon risks death by hiding it. He hopes he can sell it on the black market and buy his son's freedom. Arrested after government troops raid the rebel mine, Solomon finds himself in an unlikely and uneasy alliance with smuggler and former South African mercenary Danny Archer, played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who do you think got you out of jail, huh? That makes us partners!
I am not your partner!
What if I helped you find your family?
What do you know of my family?
The relief agencies are useless. The hospitals are overwhelmed. There are other ways, bro.
Liar!
Look at me. I know people, huh? White people. Without me, you're just another black man in Africa, all right?
Though the film is set in 1999, Benin-born Jaimon Onsu says it gave him a rare opportunity to portray issues Africans are still grappling with today.
Issues of child soldier, issues of refugees, the displacement of millions of people throughout the continent affected the neighboring countries. So it was a very powerful story for me. So being an African and being in Hollywood making movies, these are the kind of stories I love to take on as a challenge, and certainly to see it bring more awareness to the world.
DiCaprio spent several months in southern and West Africa researching his role and learning about real-life blood diamond stories.
I think I was like anybody else. You know, I heard whispers of it, but until I got there and heard the first-hand accounts and started to read the books and learn about it, that I didn't really quite understand the immense impact that the diamonds had had on certainly Sierra Leone and other places in Africa.
How long you been here in Africa, huh?
3 months. And before that, Afghanistan and Bosnia.
You come here with your laptop computer and your malaria medicine and your little bottles of hand sanitizer. I think you're going to change the outcome, huh?
Oscar winner Jennifer Connelly plays Maddie Bowen, an American journalist who initially sees smuggler Archer as a source for her investigation of conflict diamonds. But Connelly says she ultimately faces an all-too-common journalistic conflict over whether to become involved in the story she's covering.
Absolutely. I think it was something that she spent a lot of time thinking about. My guess was that she was the kind of woman who every once in a while, when she could, she would do, you know, sort of little gestures here and there, but had to keep in sight the fact that it was her goals for the long term, and hope that if she stayed true to her job, ultimately she could affect some change and be a positive force.
You're using him.
I'm using him, and you are using me, and this is how it works, isn't it? Come on. You've got access to UN databases. You can track his family for him.
Why? This whole country's at war. Why should I help just one person? I can't believe I just said that.
As explained in the film, the global diamond industry responded to the issue of conflict gems in 2002 with a UN-mandated initiative, the Kimberley Process, to certify that diamonds are mined and sold legitimately. The industry now claims more than 99% of diamonds for sale are from conflict-free sources. International diamond conglomerates were originally up in arms over Blood Diamond, but eventually saw the film as an opportunity to publicize and strengthen the Kimberley process and to protect the interests of the estimated 10 million people worldwide whose livelihoods are connected to the diamond trade. Leonardo DiCaprio says raising awareness was not his reason to make the film, but he sees it as a good side effect.
I wasn't personally going out seeking films with a social or political message to it just to do it for the sake of doing it. You know, that has to have this entertainment value. It has to be a good movie, and it has to convey a message without the audience really feeling like they're being preached to. And I really felt strongly that this script accomplished that.
Let me tell you something. You sell blood diamonds too.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me, how is that?
Who do you think buys the stones that I bring out? Dreamy American girls who all want a storybook wedding and a big shiny rock. It's like the ones they see in the advertisements of your politically correct magazine. So please, don't come here and make judgments on me, all right? I provide a service. The world wants what we have, and they want it cheap. We're in business together. Get over yourself, darling.
Blood Diamond is directed by Edward Zwick, with a screenplay by Charles Levitt. The international cast features South African Arnold Vosloo and British actors Michael Sheen and David Harewood. Most of the film was shot in Africa, including locations in South Africa's KwaZulu-Natal province and Maputo, Mozambique, doubling for Freetown during the war years. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
望网英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com